A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Mem Aleph, Shabbos 41a, pagination page 81, starting from the end of the first line. Our topic here, in middle of this Gemara that had to do a little bit with bathing, ends up being a discussion about tznius and proper conduct in the bathhouse and in the bathroom. V'omer Rav Zeira said, Anocha zite l'Rabbi Avahu, I saw Rabbi Avahu, she'niach yado k'neged panav shalmata, that he put his hand opposite the lower face, meaning opposite his private area when bathing, when using the bathroom. He was walking in a public area and he covered himself, so to speak. Vloyadana, but I'm not sure. So I saw that he covered himself. I saw that he wanted to be covered, even though it's a place designated to be uncovered. Vloyadana, but I'm not sure. Inoga ilonoga. If he took the liberty to allow himself to touch in that area, the makam hamila, the place of the bris mila, which could stimulate a person, which is not allowed, shalom b'makam mitzvah, if it's not in the place of mitzvah with his wife, not allowed to do that. So, I'm not sure if he touched or he did not touch, and we'll explain why he has doubt. So the first reaction of the Gemara on the fourth line is Pshita de lo naga. Of course he didn't touch. Titania, we know, Rabbi Eliezer says, Kala oches va'ama umashtin, if a person touches that part of the body when using the bathroom, when passing water, he has something in common with the generation of the flood, because we're told that the generation of the flood was into this, to release the seed, not in a place of cohabitation. And obviously, if Rabbi Eliezer says it's forbidden to touch in that area, and a person has to be careful, even when he's using the bathroom, so for sure Rabbi Avo wasn't touching. Amar Abaya said there's an exception. Asa'uha kibulshus. The discussion is if it's like the case of bulshus, which is a troop of marauding soldiers. Ditanan, because we learnt on the topic of Yayin Nesech, if the non-Jew was going to pour our wine for the purposes of Avodah Zarah, and if so, the wine is forbidden. Bulsha shenichnasa le'ir, if a troop entered the city, b'shas shalom, in a time of peace, so then these guys are macho. They feel themselves in charge, and they have control of the city, no one to fear. Chavios pesuchos asuros, any barrel of wine that's open is going to be forbidden because we're concerned that the soldiers tainted it, touched it, moved it, lifted it. We don't know what they did. Stumos, if the bottle is sealed, so they can't pour such wine. Mutaros, it's permitted. Bishas milchama, but if it's a time of war. Elu ve'elu mutaros, everything's permitted. Lefisha ein penai lenaseich, because they have fears of their own, and they don't have time to pour the wine. So we're worried under normal circumstances that if you left wine with one of these non-Jewish soldiers in the same room, he had access and we weren't watching, we're worried that he might have poured it for idol worship. But if there's fear upon him, even though he's not fervently respectful of Jewish laws, but the fact that there's fear upon him causes him, he doesn't have time for this. He doesn't have the opportunity for this. Alma, what you see is, kevin de b'sisi lo menaschi. He's afraid, he's not going to pour. Hachanami, Abaya says, this principle applies by a person in the bathhouse or bathroom as well. Kevin de Bois, if he's afraid of something, lo osi lehirhure, he will not come to improper thoughts. And we know that touching oneself, that's not the full stimulation. The stimulation is joined with thoughts. So the Gemara is saying an amazing concept. It has to be normal living coupled with the touching. But if it's fearful existence, if there's a concern, so then even the touching, as long as it's not purposeful, as long as it's not openly intentional, you don't have to worry about such touching. So what's the fear that we would apply over here so that it's comparable to the soldiers, the troop, in the time of battle, that they don't have this concern? We don't have the concern about them. So the Gemara answers, Biususa de Nahara, the fear of the river. Guy's afraid he's going to drown. You have to picture their bathhouses. And he was walking along the edge of the river, and he was putting his hand opposite his private area. So you're questioning, did he touch, did he not touch? Abaya says it's comparable to the case of the soldiers who are afraid of the war that's going on. This person, in this case Rabbi Avahu, would have been afraid of drowning. He's not having intentions. He's trying to keep his balance. His hand is there not because he's doing anything wrong, but because he wanted to cover his private area. Did he touch? Did he not touch? Good question. Could be he touched. He doesn't have to be so careful because his mind is not on such things. His mind is on safety. What's the question? What's bothering
you? I'm not quite understand what the fear is. Drowning in what?
The river. They were bathing.
I thought it was a bathhouse. No?
So his case, even though we don't know that as we start the Gemara, by the time we hit this, Abaya said it was a case of a river form bathhouse. So that he is walking on the edge of the river and he's going to dunk like people bathed. They didn't have a true bathhouse, apparently. In other words, your confusion, I grant you. But by the time Abaya finally gives his answer, you realize that there was a piece of information that no one considered consequential until this point. No one considered it important to tell you where the bathhouse was. Mm-hmm. That the bathhouse was an area designated by the edge of a river.
It was not common for people to know how to swim at that time?
He could be, but apparently they were still nervous about falling in. I think even today, I use the expression drowning because that's how some of the Mefarshim say, but in deference to your question, it could be not drowning, just person walking next to a pool. He's not afraid of drowning, but he doesn't want to fall in. When I'm good and ready to jump in, I'll jump in. Mm-hmm. I want to go in by the ladder. I want to go in by the steps. I don't want to fall. So, a certain level of caution, and this is a legitimate question because you have to know how much caution in order to apply it to our living. What is necessary? There is another Gemara about this in Brachos, which also lists off a bunch of different fears that would qualify for a person not to have to be as afraid. The Mishneh Berurah mentions this in Siman Gimel, in third chapter of Shulchan Aruch. He mentions it, a pachad shalo yipol. If he has a fear that he shouldn't fall, then that, by definition, is a fear that would protect him, again, provided that he doesn't purposely act recklessly, but that would be enough that he doesn't have to be as careful. Now, the Gemara throws a curveball here that makes this Gemara one step more complex. The Gemara asks, Eini, I don't understand this whole Gemara that he was covering his private area. We have a statement which says, any person who covers the private area, it's an act of defiance, of denial, against the covenant of Avram, because it looks like he's embarrassed. Normally, you have to be tzniyistic. So you cover yourself with clothing. But in the bathhouse, in the bathroom, whatever their style of conducting themselves was, in that enclosed area, it was normal to be without clothes. To cover yourself in a place where it's normal to be without clothes, the Gemara here says, is questionable, is improper according to the Shita, it's wrong. Because it looks like he's embarrassed. Put this into the context of history, of the situation. We're coming up on the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, where the Syrian Greeks were into Olympics sports without clothes. So it's brought over there. One of the statements is, Moshech be'orloso, a person who pulls the orla. According to one pshat, it means a person who used to have cosmetic surgery to undo the bris. They would take skin and try to flip it back so that it would look like he didn't have a bris. Because in their culture, having a bris was desecrating the body. And they wanted to undo it. So if a Jew would go ahead and do such a thing, he's in serious violation. He's denying the covenant of Avram. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara here says, whoa! He's covering himself. That could be interpreted as being embarrassed of the covenant. I read not long ago a memoir of a Jew in Nazi Germany who was trying to blend in as a non-Jew, and he says that after sports in the school, he would purposely take the most freezing cold shower possible because it constricted the body and his friends wouldn't notice that he had a bris milah in a situation where he's trying to hide it. The Gemara says, you're not supposed to be hiding. Normal situation, you're not supposed to be. So the Gemara says, lo kasha. It depends. Haki nachis, haki solik. It depends if you're going down or you're coming out. If you're going down into the bathhouse, so everybody is like that, so that there's no place for tznius according to this statement, at least this opinion, so then there's no need for tznius. So then if a person covers himself, he's doing the wrong thing. Ki solik, when he's coming back to the populated area of people that are partly dressed or dressing, so then it's proper, or it's acceptable to be covering, and that would explain Rabbi Avohu's behavior, why he was covering. Because we find among the sages, some bent down to kind of cover themselves, and some stood up almost proudly, like they didn't want to infringe in any way, because they knew about the people who were afraid and embarrassed, and they didn't want to be interpreted among such people. Rabbanan devei Rav Ashi kikat nachti zakfi. When they would go down, they would walk straight. Kikasalki shachi. And when they would come back, they would bend over to try to cover in an indirect way. Not in a direct way, indirect way. So we end up covering two fascinating topics. One is, generally, to touch in that area, and we're finding out that if there's a fear, it's a little bit more lenient what you're allowed to do, as long as there's no intent. The second part of the Gemara is whether you're allowed to cover that part of the body at all. It would seem that in our time, you once again find like a mixed review. Some people in the mikveh, let's say, are busy with the towel, and some people are very busy being very, I'm comfortable here. And it would seem that those two approaches really have their source in this Gemara, where some people say, I'm covering, it's tznius, and we live in a society where there's no covering because I'm afraid of the bris milah. We're not afraid of the bris milah. And it's totally a tznius issue because we live in polite company. It's a different culture. We don't public bathe. And the others are remembering this Gemara and trying to stick to it like the letter of the law, where they purposely are making efforts not to be embarrassed. Yashikach, have a great day.